This week we begin the final book of the Torah, Devarim, Deuteronomy. Moses delivers his farewell address, and we find a very interesting verse. "And I commanded you at that time all the things which you should do." According to Nachmanides, the Ramban, Moses is referring to the incident in the book of Shemot, Exodus, when he appointed officers over thousands and hundreds to adjudicate the more domestic judicial cases. By making that decision, Moses then had the opportunity to personally teach the people everything they needed to know to observe the laws of the Torah. As Moses' death approaches, it is important for each one of us to consider the great legacy which he left. Moses is referred to as Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our teacher, because he personally taught Torah to all of Israel. In doing so, he gave the people the tools to live a proper Jewish life. One cannot practice Judaism without the guidance of the Torah. In fact, the great sage Hillel taught that an unlearned person cannot be pious. Likewise, one cannot be guided by Torah without a good teacher conveying its message. You will recall at the end of the book of Numbers, Moses says, "Make sure the people have a roeh, a shepherd to lead them after I'm gone." This lesson is quite pertinent to us today, as we witness some of the most heinous acts committed by individuals with a perverted view of the world. It is imperative that we direct our attention to the principles of the Torah and seek out a competent religious leader to convey its message to us. Merely trolling the internet for some kind of Judaism is insufficient. I recently saw a sign in a medical office which read, "Do not confuse your Google search with my medical degree." The same applies to religion. Seek guidance from a good teacher of Torah who can personally teach you its precepts. In this way, you will be able to place its teachings upon your heart and make a significant difference in the world. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please share our podcasts, which you can find on KehilatMoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.